Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Welcome into the studio, Old Roy.
Heidi ho. That's gonna be
my... No, what was your last one?
Thank you. That was, or something like that. It didn't stick.
So no, I come it clearly up with a new didn't. One. No,
Heidi ho is not the one.
Heidi ho is not good. I know you couldn't be here until now, which means that you missed your recorded piece that me and Trisha talked about. Mm-hmm. That was Scorpions for Squirrels. And I appreciate that you were able to record that last week, mm-hmm. even though we couldn't do it with you. I do have one random topic that I want to talk about with you.
Okay.
I presented this a couple weeks ago on the Annie Fry Show. And then I got to studying it even more. And I became fascinated with it. Presenting the same situation to you as I did to them. You step off of a plane. And really, you can be anywhere, but you call an Uber.
Okay.
And car shows up, you open the door, there's no driver in the car. Do you get in or not?
I think I would do it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought you might.
Just to see what happens.
The consensus on that show was no.
Really?
They would not get in because it was too weird to get into a car with no driver. But the news is that Amazon is testing a fleet of robo-taxis on public roads right now in California using their own employees as passengers. And you get in the car, and just like anything else, I mean, you just Uber, you know, it's the same. Everything's done on apps.
Yeah.
You just type in where you want to go. It's going to take you there, but without a driver.
Yeah, I would do it.
I think I would, too. It would be weird to be the first one. Like, you just, first time you ever see it,
yeah.
and you go, this is odd. But I think once you've seen it and, you know, there's news that it exists now, I think I would probably get in.
Yeah. It's not like it's unheard of. I mean, we've seen it in movies.
Mm-hmm.
They've
always
been talking
well
about it for a long time.
Yeah.
Teslas are self-driving, some of them. So it's not like, oh my God, this is some demon thing that I'm stepping into a weird fantastical world.
It's somebody's driving this car and they might be a ghost. Oh no, sir, this is a self-driving car. But beyond that, you know, just the initial like ooh and ah of it, what do you think about that whole industry? Is this something that you would get behind? Let me paint a picture of the future that these, and this is where I said that I'm really interested to see what these people, because at these forums and stuff, you know, they always paint this unbelievable utopia,
right,
for whatever product industry they're hawking. And with this one, proponents of the self-driving car paint a future in which you, Old Roy, step out onto your porch. And you hit the button, it says, I'm ready to go to work now. And a self-driving car, which is not far away because there's just they're everywhere, it would be like basically self-driving taxis all over the United States, pulls up within a couple minutes, you get in, it takes you to work. It's just like those bikes or those scooters downtown that you just ride them somewhere and you just leave them. It would be kind of like that, but you'd be going everywhere by app and by these cars.
Like the Jetsons.
Kind of, I guess. Where you really would not have to own a car anymore. It seems interesting, but there's something missing where I can't figure out. There's a problem here, and I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, I'm a little torn on it because a good chunk of the time I'm getting to the point where get rid of smartphones, just go back to the old rotaries and stick me in a cabin in the woods.
I know.
But you know, there's an element of that. It's hard to visualize it functioning in conjunction with the way things are. If there was a system, if we could just jump to...
Everybody's doing that.
Everybody's doing it. I think one part that is troubling is there's an element of freedom that we're giving up, not in that something's being imposed on us, but it's the ability to just go wherever we want to go, whenever we want to do it, and not be reliant on public transportation or...
Well, you still would be able to go wherever you want, whenever you want, based on availability, I guess, but...
You can't just pick up and jump in your truck and go drive into the woods and go hunting, you know?
Well, I guess not. Maybe not. Yeah, it would probably have to drop you off at, like, Hunting Point B
right.
or something.
Yeah. So it adds a level of complication to our ability to move freely.
Yeah. And I think you're kind of even hitting on it as we're talking, the problem that I have,
yeah.
that you're more and more reliant on the grid.
Yeah,
you can be tracked so much more easily, and I don't know really why they would need to, but they will. They absolutely will need to track you for something at some point. And the more you rely on the grid, the more. Oh, you just said something wrong about trans people. You've been subjected to 2 weeks with no transportation,
right?
Of no public transportation or whatever it is. That kind of stuff. It seems surreal, but I think everybody's coming around to the idea that, no, actually, that's not that unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And the more reliant you are on it, you've dealt with this, that in Illinois, to go off the grid with power, you'd think, well, you buy a bunch of solar panels, and then you just live off the grid.
Right.
You can't.
Nope.
Legally, they tell you, not only can you not do, we want you to do that, but then you still have to plug in for us.
Yes.
And is that because they want to take your excess, or what is that?
Yeah, so we put up the solar panels. We have to connect to Ameren's grid. They take everything that those panels generate and then credit our usage.
Which seems like a pretty good deal, except that you're forced into it.
Right. We don't have any control over it. We can't just say, we don't need you, Ameren. We got it covered.
Yeah, that sucks.
They get their hands on it first, and then they give us what's left over.
So you don't even get your first fruits, and then they get the leftovers. They're taking it first.
They take it. Well, they take our usage first.
Uh-huh.
If there's extra, they keep it and compensate us for it, credit mm-hmm. us for it. If we use more than the panels generate, then we give them all of our solar power and pay them on top of that. So it's not as freeing as,
yeah,
like you're saying. It's not like, hey, we can get off the grid now because...
And if people didn't punish you politically, I mean, I live in Illinois, and I don't have any delusions that I'm under, you know, like on the radar of anybody. Maybe I am, though. I don't know. I mean, just being a part of conservative media in a major market in Illinois, there probably are people that at least know to keep an eye on me. I don't know if they're coming after me.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that it comes to mind, and I don't know whether these things are linked, that it is now February. I switched my car title over in May of last year and have not been sent the car title. And I have been over and over and over going through. And I, thankfully, I didn't do this myself. I went through a company that knows how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pay a little bit more. But, you know, you save the hassle of dealing with the state, which I'm glad I did now.
Yeah.
Because the state has basically over and over decided, well, we don't really know what happened. Or you didn't fill out this blank right. Well, this is a company that does it all the time doing it.
Yeah.
And they're like, we do this. I don't know why they would say that this time. Yeah. And it just makes me think, is there somebody at the state level who's like, oh, I recognize that name. He's in conservative media. I don't know. I don't know, Roy. I hope not.
You are pretty famous.
I'm super famous. Let's not.
I don't know if people at the state are really paying that close attention to you yet.
Thanks for knocking me down a couple pegs. Yeah. It's just that my mind goes there because I'm like, this is Illinois.
Yeah.
I know they know some people who work here because people here are connected. So
yeah.
I don't run in those circles, so I hope to stay out of those circles, but maybe I've been dragged into them. I don't know. You're right. I'm overthinking this.
Yeah.
However, can we at least point to the government of Illinois is terrible at their jobs?
I concur.
Can we agree on that?
We can agree on that for sure.
Thank you. And thank you for all of your contributions this morning.
Yep.
We will be right back with more Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.